Chapter 97. At Christmas. Books, cried the elder lady indignantly. Books, when the whole house wants bread. Books, when to keep you and your son in luxury, and your dear father out of gaol, I've sold every trinket I had, the India shawl from my back even down to the very spoons, that our tradesmen mightn't insult us, and that Mr. Clapp, which indeed he is justly entitled, being not a hard landlord, and a civil man, and a father, might have his rent. Oh, Amelia, you break my heart with your books and that boy of yours, whom you are ruining, though part with him you will not. Oh, Amelia, may God send you a more dutiful child than I have had. There's Joe's, deserts his father in his old age, and there's George, who might be provided for, and who might be rich, going to school like a lord, with a gold watch and chain round his neck while my dear, dear old man is without a sh shilling. Hysteric sobs and cries ended Mrs. Sedley's speech. It echoed through every room in the small house, whereof the other female inmates heard every word of the colloquy. Oh, mother, mother, cried poor Amelia in reply. You told me nothing. I promised him the books. I only sold my shawl this morning. Take the money, take everything, and with quivering hands she took out her silver, and her sovereigns, her precious golden sovereigns, which she thrust into the hands of her mother, whence they overflowed and tumbled, rolling down the stairs. And then she went into her room, and sank down in despair and utter misery. She saw it all now. Her selfishness was sacrificing the boy. But for her, he might have wealth, station, education, and his father's place, which the elder George had forfeited for her sake. As he had but to speak the words, and her father was restored to competency, and the boy raised to fortune. Oh, what a conviction it was to that tender and stricken heart! Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.